Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we had a busy weekend. We did. We had a busy weekend, and not in a good way. Greg Gutfeld, I don't know if you watch him or not on Fox. He's not really one of my favorites to listen to, but once in a while he comes up with some good ones. While we are having hysteria over President Donald Trump's removal of the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, it seems to be all for naught. How can we believe these people? They are so far gone in themselves. They have no sense or reasoning, no common sense, and claiming to lean and trust in science. But that is very far from the truth. What science is it that they believe in? Well, this is what Greg Gutfeld said, and I don't have an exact quote. I'm just going to paraphrase it per Beth. Why should I accept those screaming climate change, saying science proves it, when it is the very same people who refuse the science, the biology, that a fetus is a baby, a human life? Think about that. Biology and science no longer exists with the left. In your mind, you can be whichever gender you care to be, regardless of your anatomy. But by golly, you better believe in the bought and paid for science that says the sky is falling. Oh, excuse me. I mean, the planet is doomed, and you caused it. We had two terror attacks over the weekend. But the left want to fight the climate and President Donald Trump. Make love, not war, with the radical Islamic terrorists. That's what some of them are saying. Don't overreact. Give them a hug. But when it comes to the planet, whoa, Nelly, we better start spending lots of money and break the U.S. because we're the bad guys. Except the truth of the matter is, we lead the way. We have led them, all in our effort and success in cleaning it all up, doing a better, cleaner, more efficient job. Climate change is about controlling the people, all the people. It is a redistribution of wealth, and yes, they believe the planet is overcrowded. Well, if it's crowded where you are, move. There are plenty of wide open spaces across this globe. Do you wonder if that's why, perhaps, they, the left, are also okay with the murdering of the unborn? It's too much population as it is right now. Not to mention, we're dealing with a people who absolutely cannot and will not hold themselves responsible for their actions, not in one iota. But they will hold you responsible for global warming. This is no longer politics as usual. This is a civil war of sorts. We're dealing with socialist communists in this nation. We're dealing with a religion that is radical beyond your wildest imagination. Climate change believers are Mother Earth worshippers. They choose to worship the creation and not the Creator. They put their hope in saving a planet for which they truly have no power over. Yes, we need to be good stewards. But we do not and should not throw human life away to save a planet. These radicals remind me of the old movies. How many of you remember? Can you hold your hands up? How many of you remember the old movies where the natives sacrificed a human life to the god, small g, in the volcano. So Americans and other common sense people around the globe have two sets of radicals to deal with, at least two. The earth worshippers, most are in it for the money, not really about worshiping the earth. Others want to reduce the world's population to take the heat off the planet they worship. They are not new, and they will not prevail. When we go to the scriptures, this is coming out of Jeremiah. It says, saying to a stock, this is the King James Version, thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth. But they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, arise and save us. Okay, then the New Amplified says, who say to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave me birth. For they have turned their backs to me and not their faces. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise, O Lord, and save us. ISIS, radical Islam, wanting to kill all who do not believe as they do. We have two battles of radicals going on. We are in a war. Of that there is no doubt. For those who realize the victory is already won on the eternal realm, but here in the USA, if you care about the future of your children, your grandchildren, or beyond that, we need to join in this fight. We need to circle the wagons, and I beg you to get involved. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. In the King James Version it says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we must. We absolutely, we the people, must circle the wagons, patriots. Get involved. Join the fight. This is a civil war. I hope it doesn't come to guns. But it is a civil war of sorts. So we hear all the clamoring, all the rhetoric, all the politicians, all the Hollywood stars screaming and carrying on about how the planet is doomed, and President Donald Trump is killing children, and ignoring the fact that since Roe versus Wade came to be, we have destroyed nearly 60 million babies. Save the planet? I guess we better. But it isn't about climate change, global warming, global cooling. It's about life. It's about liberty. It's about a belief in a God who is in control, whom we have turned our faces away from. And it's time to bring America back home. I want to talk today about the Islamic terrorist attacks and how some of them are wanting us to deal with it. I want to talk about the climate change, and then I've got two crazy women I want to discuss with you if we get time. Well, maybe three. Maybe I'll throw in another one. There's some craziness going on in this world, and it's time for common sense. It is not dead, because I know it lives right out there with you, my listeners. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're fighting radicals. We're fighting radical Islam. We're fighting radical climate believers, earth worshipers. Now, maybe some of you are on that realm. I find it a telltale sign that the scientists who keep coming up with the data to prove this are bought and paid for by the government. And the other scientists on the other side have a different story. Now, they're not saying nothing's going on, but they're saying mankind isn't the one causing it. And the data isn't necessarily to global warming. So there's lots of things to believe in, and there's lots of things we should be doing. But throwing money at the weather isn't one of them. I have a little picture here. I wish you could see it. But it talks about United States, China, and India before the climate agreement was made in Paris. And it's got two smokestacks with the U.S. picture, three smokestacks with China, and two smokestacks with India. And then it says after the agreement, there's one smokestack with the United States. There's six smokestacks with China. They tripled. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 or 12 smokestacks for India. We're the only ones really doing anything. And whether we are a part of this agreement or not a part of this agreement isn't going to change how the U.S. is behaving in our own country as far as taking precautions. Now, he has limited the EPA on what they can do because they're going overboard. But the United States is the only one that really has taken the bull by the horn and led the way. Just being a part of this agreement doesn't make you a leader. And pulling out of it doesn't make you a non-leader. In fact, I think it makes you a leader. Because President Donald Trump, he chose his country over this crazy agreement that was going to cost his nation and cost his people. To tell you I think I mentioned last week, if you want to know the sincerity of these who keep pushing this climate change agenda at you, telling you to turn the AC up or off, to turn your furnaces down, stop running around in your car so much, carpool, get rid of the gassy cows, all the absurdities that they tell you to do, but look at their behavior. They have numerous houses. They water their lawns. They jet set around, not just monthly, but weekly, in their jets. And when they came to Paris Agreement, when they came to Paris back then, in what year was that? 2015, was it? 2014 when they did this? 2015. When they came together, all of them flew in there on private jets. Their behavior does not coincide, parallel, with what they are claiming. If they truly believed what they're spouting out with their mouths, they would not be jet-setting around as they do. Hey, they could have had conference calls for that Paris Agreement. Well, to show how upset they were, and to show their support for Paris Climate Accord, they all turned on the lights. Green lights all over the place. Regardless of Trump's decision, cities will apply Paris Agreement and climate change. This is out of Paris, France, so they lit it all up in green. They lit it all up in green. In Mexico City, they lit it up. In New York City, they lit it up. They lit it up everywhere. Governor Cuomo says climate change is real and won't be wished away by denial. Yet this is the same governor that wants to be a sanctuary state to bring in whoever, whatever, felon, murderer, rapist, drug dealer into that state. Into that city. Our gate is green for Paris, he says. They turned on the lights. What a better way. What a better way to show your support for climate change and pulling back than to light up everywhere. They lit it up everywhere. De Blasio. City Hall was green. It shines in green. They lit it all up. Mayor Marty Walsh of Boston. City Hall is green tonight. Are they serious about what they're doing? Or are they just grandstanding? They're all actors on a stage. The Council of D.C. Exiting the Paris Agreement may make us see red and blue, but the Wilson's building lit up green tonight to prove the fight endures. Who are they fighting? Who are they fighting? As the Trump administration pulls back, Chicago will push forward to reduce our fair share of carbon emissions as they light it all up in green. Chicago Mayor's Montreal salutes your leadership. He's saying, this is coming from Montreal. You have our full support. Cities will make sure to reach goals of the Paris Accord. No plan B for the planet. So they lit it up. In the aftermath of Donald Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from a landmark climate agreement signed by 195 nations in 2015, a slew of political and business leaders around the world announced their support for and committed to the accord. And they lit it all up in green. What a better way to say we're serious about changing things, so we're going to turn all the lights on. They don't believe what they're speaking. No, they don't believe it. They don't follow their own rules. But they want your money. And they seem to want your jobs. It's not about the climate. It is about control. It is about... Some of them truly believe this, but not these guys lighting this place up in green. No. If they really believed that we could hurt or control, they'd turn the lights off and make it dark. Wouldn't they? Wouldn't that be the better way to prove that we believe this? But no, they turned the lights on. And if that didn't turn the lights on in your brain, I don't know what can. They jet set around. They own houses here, there, and everywhere. While you barely can make a house payment. While we can barely afford to keep the lights on because of all the stipulations they have put on everyone. They turn the lights on to support turning the lights off. Do you get that? Do you get that? The creator that they actually are worshiping is themselves. Al Gore has become a very wealthy man. He was wealthy before. Do you see him cutting back on anything? No. He hasn't cut back on anything. But he wants you to. He wants you to. For those who call a tree their father and a rock their mother, one day they will say, Lord, Lord, save us. And he will say, I knew you not. I knew you not. We have responsibilities. We are to be good stewards of our land. And I believe the United States is trying to do that. There have been days, yes, and there are still people who defy and do whatever they want in whatever realm they want, whether it's of the land or other issues of life. But on a whole, the United States has really stepped it up, and we have the cleanest air. And they're fighting and chewing at us? I don't think so. You want to prove to me that you think we need to save Mother Earth? You turn the lights off. You don't turn them on. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I want to change the topic back to the terrorist attacks and the innocent that keep being killed. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to move on to climate change, but we're going to go to the phone lines first. We have Joe. I wanted to move on to these terrorist attacks, but we're going to back up and stay where we are for a little bit. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, what I called about is this. I thought you were making a really good point about if these people really believe what they're telling us, they would do something to cut their own carbon footprint first, but they never do that.
No,
they
never.
They just tell us to. Yeah,
never. And not one prediction. Not one prediction they have ever made has come to be. Not one.
That's right. That's right. And another way I think you can tell that they're really only trying to accomplish political and economic objectives and don't really care about the good of people and don't really care about the good of the earth is this. In the 1980s, I was interested in the work of an independent scientist from Missouri named John Hammaker, who was very concerned about how increasing carbon dioxide would affect the climate. And he made some predictions about how it would affect the climate, which have not come true. But he, unlike these other people that are concerned about this, he had a very, very, very good solution to the whole thing, which was this. You know how the health experts are always telling us that the soils are deficient in minerals these days. We don't get enough minerals in our food, and so we need to take mineral supplements. Well, what he said was that what we should do is grind up a whole lot of mineral-rich rocks and distribute the rock dust all over the land, all over the soil, and this would make the soil quite a bit more fertile, and all the plants would grow better and grow bigger, and all this increased biomass would take the extra carbon dioxide out of the air, and so it would stop. You know, and at the same time, that would stop destructive climate change, as he said. Plus, it would make all the soil more fertile, all the plants more beautiful, the world more beautiful, and all the food healthier, and all the plants, all the animals and people healthier also. So this is a really, really, really good solution to the alleged problem that would really help us. But the people like Al Gore and all these other people that, you know, make so much noise about the subject, they never show any interest whatsoever in a really good solution to it. All they want to do is cut the economic lifestyle of Americans. It seems like that's all they really want to accomplish. They show no interest in a solution to the alleged problem that would really help the world better and help people have better lives. So well, I think that's another way that we can tell that they're phonies.
Yep. If they really believed what they're spewing, they would change their way of lives to show us the better way. But they don't do that. They, you know, who is a DiCaprio? Oh, he was like going ballistic. How much do you think he gets paid to go around and speak for climate change?
I'm sure he makes millions.
I bet he's not doing it for free. And he's not riding a bicycle to do it. He's in a jet. He's not riding a bicycle. He's not roller skating. Yeah, they're not, they don't believe in what they're. They don't even believe their own words.
I think these are two really good points. They do nothing to cut their own carbon footprint, well, they tell the rest of us to, showing that they're phonies that way. They don't really believe what they're saying. Plus, when somebody like John Hamaker comes up with a really good solution that really would help the Earth and really would help people's lives become better, they show no interest whatsoever in implementing it.
None whatsoever. None.
Yeah.
And that's a shame because we, you know, farmers have done some of that for years with some of the things they've done with the land, putting it back in and rotating the plants and that kind of thing, you know, trying to increase the earth, the soil. And, you know, so it does make absolutely perfect sense to do that. But, you know, they're not, they don't care about really making any sense. So I'm going to let you go, Joe. I appreciate the call. We're going to go on. We have a couple other callers that have been holding for a little bit. Thank you, Joe, so very much. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how's the weather?
It's kind of cloudy over. It's I think they're doing the chemtrail clouds again. I was going to take add to what your previous caller was saying, that the reason they show no interest in the solution is because they're making too much money off the problem.
Well, isn't that the truth with several things?
Oh, you are. Anyway, but, you know, I got to thinking about it, and I'll just throw this out there. You know, they've been investigating all this Russian collusion, and they're, you know, yapping about climate change and global warming and all the climate. You know, there is more evidence that 9/11 was an inside job than there is of Russian collusion or this climate change. Of course, then again, I mean, I'm well, you know, aside from being a paranoid, delusional schizophrenic, I'm a 9/11 truther and a birther and a conspiracy theorist.
Okay. You know, so you be careful with being a conspiracy theorist because Hillary's joining that bandwagon. She's quite into the conspiracies. Be careful there, Skits.
All right, plus twice. It's a long way to Washington.
Thank you, Skits. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Beth Ann. I had one that I found on the internet. This is from Mad Maxine Water.
Oh, yeah.
It said, now, this covers a little bit. It says, please pray for the safety of our Muslim brothers and sisters in hashtag London. Our inaction on climate and health care has pushed them to this.
That's like Pelosi coming out and saying our founding fathers wanted us to have national health care. She said that exactly. About 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and I'm going, this woman is just practically insane. These ladies, they can join the two crazy ladies that I'm going to talk about here in a little bit if we get a chance to. You know, Hillary, she's blaming everybody. She's even blaming them in Macedonia now for her loss. She blames everyone except Hillary. She hasn't blamed Bill yet, but I bet she does at home. But she's blaming everybody. They cannot take responsibility for any of their own actions. And go ahead.
I saw one online. It was from Bill Clinton, and it was supposed to be a joke, a parody. And it says, thanks, America. Now she's going to be home all the time.
Well, he can move. It wouldn't be the first time. All right. I appreciate
it,
Greg. Thank you so much. Well, Donald Trump vows to do whatever is necessary to protect the U.S. Now, I have given you the switchboard number for, D.C. I'm going to give it to you again right now, so get your pencils and your paper ready. I want you to keep these by your phone. 202-224-3121. That is the D.C. switchboard. 202-224-3121. Now, this morning, as soon as I walked in the door, I had a phone call. And this gentleman, he said he's called the switchboard for the Supreme Court. And he actually got a person when he called. So here is the switchboard number for the Supreme Court. And you need to be contacting them regarding the decision they're going to make on Donald Trump's travel ban. 202-479-3000. 202-479-3000. And that is the switchboard to the Supreme Court. And the gentleman that called me said he actually got a live person when he called. So that's what I need you to do to keep those phone numbers handy. Keep them where you can get to them. Donald Trump is trying to make America safe. He's trying to make America great. You know, they hate it when he says that. And now they're trying to say, make the planet great again. Yeah. Well, we can't do that if we let everybody die of starvation and lack of jobs. You know, we're about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity here in the United States of America. And he's trying to bring it back, I do believe. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Two terrorist attacks this weekend. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We have stayed quite a while on the climate change issue. But over the weekend, there were two terrorist attacks. You know about the one in London. And then on Friday, there were explosions that killed six attending a funeral in Kabul. That was also a terrorist attack. And the absurdity is how the left wants to handle terror. I had somebody send this. Here's the irony. The same blind, ignorant liberals that want to ignore the threat of North Korea can rest easy about climate change. Once we get hit with the EMP they refuse to believe in, they've refused to believe is a threat, their precious earth will be safe because we won't have any electricity. We won't have anything going on. But Katy Perry in Manchester, she says, touch the person next to you and tell them I love you to help conquer hate. This is how they want to fight the radical Islamic terrorists that are going around running pedestrians over with vehicles, taking knives out, 12-inch knives out, and slicing them, taking their heads off, burning them alive, shooting them. This is how they want us to handle that. Make love, not war. Conquer hate by giving them a hug. Not going to work, Katy. Send Katy out to do that without her bodyguards and see what happens. Of course, Katy Perry said no walls, as she's got a wall around her mansion, and fences, and bodyguards. It's crazy. It truly is crazy. And my favorite woman to not like, one of them, you know, I've got several of them, I got to find her here, is good old Wasserman Schultz, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She admits to the Hill the IT security violations, but she blames House administrators for not stopping her. They should have stopped me. I should have had my producer pull out one of, what was that comedian's name? I can't think of his name, but the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. They should have stopped her. She's out of control. She has no control. They should have stopped her. She's from Florida. The Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whose office equipment U.S. Capitol Police seized in a criminal investigation into congressional network security violations, admitted she violated the official information security policy and blamed House Chief Administrative Officer for not stopping her. She's not responsible for committing a crime. It's their fault that they didn't stop you. Do you remember when it became a law that you locked your vehicle? You had to take your key out of your vehicle or you would help a good boy go bad. It would be your fault. You helped a good boy go bad. Well, the administration helped a good girl go bad. A good girl go bad. And Vladimir Putin, he goes after Megyn Kelly. And it's hysterical. You know, I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly. You know that. I refuse to watch her. And she's got a new show. And President Vladimir Putin told NBC News' Megyn Kelly that he had barely spoken to former General Michael Flynn at the now infamous Russia Today dinner to Moscow in 2015, where they sat at the same table. You and I personally have a much closer relationship than I had with Mr. Flynn. That's what Putin told her. I think he put her in her place with the fake news. Russia has to be enjoying being in the limelight. They never were so important ever before. The Democrats and the left and Megyn Kelly made them so important. We're going to go to the phones. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, but not as fine as you.
Thank you for that.
I wanted to comment on somebody talked about North Korea. North Korea is not a threat. Trump's having China straighten them out. Here's what I do know. In 1990, I'm a design engineer. I'm a solar scientist. Anyway, in 1990, I designed a handheld, cryogenically cooled camera that was to be used on a missile that is in polar orbit now over the poles, north and south pole.
Right.
It's looking for any ICBM going east-west. So if North Korea tried to hit America with ICBM, we'd just take it out. Because our camera systems were extremely lightweight. It weighed 52 grams. You hold it in your hand. That included the cryogenic cooler. Very, very light. Not even 2 ounces. And extremely lightweight so that they could change orbit in a fraction of a second.
But that is what, don't you agree that is what they're really trying to do is to create the EMP rather than hit us with a nuke. They want to create that EMP. That would just cripple America.
It'll never get here. We'll take it out.
Okay.
But the real worry is now they're testing interception of short-range missiles. They're worried about them hitting Japan.
Yes, yes. And you know, now you said China's going to take care of them. Do you believe that China is going to do what they say?
They want to keep doing business with us. They're going to take care of them.
Okay.
Everything's run by money.
You're absolutely right. And that's what's pushing an awful lot of stuff. That's what's pushing the national health care system and everything else. It's not about saving money. It's about making money.
Yeah, that's kind of drives everything, doesn't it?
It does.
I had one other comment about I know I beat this to death, but the global warming issue is over. It's true, the world's glowing. You can't do a damn thing about it.
I didn't cause it, did we?
No, it just happened.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's entirely possible we may have helped cause it, but the permafrost has melted to where now it releases more CO2 and methane, natural gas, than we could ever possibly stop. We could stop breathing and it wouldn't have any effect.
Well, that's kind of what some of them want. They want to depopulate. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call. I always say they can go first. Well, Megyn Kelly got put in her place. Wasserman Schultz says they should have stopped her. It's their fault she committed a crime because they should have stopped her. She knew better, but they should have stopped her. And Hillary can't figure out that she wasn't elected because the majority of America didn't want her elected. And with her behavior now, the ones who did want her are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so glad she didn't get to be president of the United States, because the woman, she can't make a decision and she can't be responsible for anything. And who in heck is continuing to interview her? Just, you know, let her go away for a little while. Bill, can't you go take a vacation with your wife? Or send her on one. You know, America, our war is not with human flesh, but with principalities. And it is essential that we stop sitting around blaming others, blaming D.C., and take some responsibility ourselves to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.